me a Parsha story. Welcome to Parsha Pals.
Meet Cal. Cal Ripken Jr. Cal Ripken Jr. grew up in Maryland, and his family really, really breathed baseball. They were super into baseball. His father, Cal Sr., was a coach, and his little brother, Billy, one day would also play in the major leagues. And from the time Cal was a little boy, he practiced, and he practiced hard. He listened. He hustled. He wanted to play baseball, not just for fun, but to be great at it. And one day, Cal told his parents, "I'm going to play shortstop for the Orioles." And guess what? He did. He practiced day after day after day after day. And in 1981, Cal Ripken Jr. joined the Baltimore Orioles, just as he had dreamed. A year later, by 1982, he became their shortstop. And once Cal started playing, he never stopped. What do I mean by that? Well, from May 30th, 1982, until September 19th, 1998, Cal Ripken Jr. played in 2,632 consecutive Major League Baseball games. The key word here is consecutive. One after another after another. From 1982 till 1998, he never missed a single game. He played through injuries. He pushed through slumps. Like everybody has a day sometimes when they're feeling not great, he pushed through and played. There were long, long road trips and he was very tired. Cal always showed up ready to play. There was a record before Cal, which Cal broke that record, of 2,130 games. That record was held by Lou Gehrig, who was another baseball legend, and he was known as the Iron Horse. And because of Cal's streak, people began to call him the Iron Man, because he played 2,632 consecutive games. On September 6th, 1995, something amazing happened. That was the night that Cal Ripken Jr. played in his 2,131st straight game, officially breaking Lou Gehrig's record. The game stopped. Fans in Camden Yards cheered and clapped for 22 minutes straight. The president at that time of the United States and the vice president, Bill Clinton and Al Gore, were at the game. And even the other team, the team they were playing against, the California Angels, they stood up and applauded for Cal as well. Cal jogged around the field smiling and waving. This was more than a baseball moment. It was about dedication, reliability, and hard work. Yes, Cal Ripken Jr. was a 19-time All-Star. Yes, he won 2 Gold Glove Awards for his defense. Yes, he hit 431 home runs. Yes, he was named American League MVP twice, most valuable player. And yes, he was inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame in 2007 with 98.5% of the vote, one of the highest ever. But what people remember most about Cal Ripken Jr. is that he always showed up day after day after day. In this week's Parsha, Parshat Pahalotcha, we learn about the lighting of the menorah. And this is a special mitzvah for Aharon HaKohen. And in the Torah, after it says that Hashem told Moshe to tell Aharon that he should light the 7 candles of the menorah, the Torah tells us, Vaya'as Kain Aharon. And Aharon did this. Vaya'as Kain Aharon el mul penei ha-menorah. He'ela neiroteha. He lit up the candles. Ka'asher tziva Hashem et Moshe. And Rashi asks, why does it have to say Vaya'as Kain Aharon? And Aharon did so. Of course Aharon did so. Why would we think that Aharon didn't do so? Hashem commanded him to do so. And Rashi says that these words are to teach us melamed shelo shina. Aharon had to do the exact same thing for 40 years in a row, day in and day out. And he didn't change anything. Sometimes when things are changed and different and they feel new, it makes it more fun and easier to do. It could be that the hardest thing is to actually do the exact same thing day after day after day, and to do it properly, and to do it with good intention and with good thought. And that's what Aharon HaKohen did. Rashi is teaching us that Aharon is being praised, is being complimented for his consistency. Even though he did it every single day after day after day and didn't change anything of the way he did it because he was following exactly the way Hashem told him to light the menorah, it didn't get old for him. It didn't get boring. He was excited and happy to do the mitzvah that he was commanded as the Kohen. Let's each think of mitzvot that we do day after day after day. An example can be davening. And let's think about how we can be like Aharon, and in doing the same mitzvah day after day after day, it enters our heart in such a way, it helps us grow in such a way that we are so happy and excited to do the mitzvah day after day after day. And as we are approaching the end of school and the start of summer, let's be strengthened by this message of our davening day after day after day, making our brachot day after day after day, like Aharon HaKohen did in the Torah. And I hope that Cal Ripken Jr.'s streak in his playing can serve as a chizuk for us as well. Shabbat shalom to all.